Good morning. I'm Rhea.
I'm Janice.
I'm Juthi.
And this is How to Make Lunch Tables Better.
Students started by sitting on the floor to sitting on benches, and the innovative structure of these benches is essential for the school's lunch lifestyle.
By addressing the main problems of the tables, we can find solutions for them. Some of the main problems are overcrowding, climate conditions, food falling through holes, wasps, and such.
Currently at Foothill High School, the lunch tables are made out of metal. They're also painted blue and made of material that can dry quicker.
Our tables are shaped in a square rectangular shape, and there are empty spaces below the seat for storage and leg space, and we can keep our backpacks there. Our lunch tables have a spot designated for them, so there's no problem with overcrowding. A plus point for our tables that we're able to fit more than capacity if we need to make space for more people. But we have a lot of wasps around our lunch area, which is a huge problem.
It also has holes in it, which is helpful during rainy days because the rain falls through it, preventing rust on the tables, and it helps for them to dry faster. But sometimes food can also fall through and get stuck. Additionally, tables have holes in the center, but they don't have umbrellas attached to them, which would be helpful during rainy days. Speaking of which, lately during lunch, rain has been a big problem.
Yeah, we're currently in the colder season, so we have to deal with occasional rain.
Usually when it starts to rain, people run underneath the nearest roofs, and all the lunch tables are cleared within seconds. This becomes problematic because we don't have too much shade or roofs in our school, so everyone needs to eat the rest of their lunch standing, and it's very overcrowded.
The problems don't only last in the winter. There are also similar issues in the summer.
Earlier in the year, it was really sunny, and since there was no shade, people complained about it being really hot. Along with the heat, we had a lot of wasps over the summer. They would always swarm our food and sting people, make it really hard to eat.
This is why it would be helpful to have umbrellas, which would help with the heat and cold weather,
as well as wasp lanterns hanging from every umbrella to keep them away from our food.
The next issue is that the lunch line is a bit far from the freshman lunch tables. This isn't a problem for food, but all the condiments and utensils are near the lunch line, including napkins. This can be hard during some situations. For example, if something spills.
Instead of having the condiments and the utensils and napkins in only the lunch line, we should have them near our lunch tables too. Or even better, we should have them under our lunch table in some kind of drawer.
Now let's discuss improvements we can make to our lunch tables.
Starting with extra pull-out benches. If there's not enough space for people to sit, there should be portable benches strapped under the table to pull out and place around the table.
There should be wasp and bee catchers to prevent wasps from coming towards our tables, and backpack hooks at the end of our tables.
To help with storage, to keep our bags from getting dirty on the ground, we can have hooks on the table to hang our backpacks from.
There should also be seat cushions because the hard metal benches can become very uncomfortable.
And we should have seats instead of benches as extra in case we need to fit more people.
This is How to Make It Better. Sit down for more in the next episode.